Good morning, church. It's a great Sunday morning. We're going to get into some worship.
Eyes wide, I'm set on you. You made a road in the wild. Standing on ancient truth, I'm pressing on with my back to the past. And oh, let the young see visions of the future. And I sing, whoa, let the old dream dreams again in my world. God, do a new thing. I know you're moving in my world. Chain reaction and fully passion. Whoa. Heart synced and stride with you. Bursting like heaven in motion. Jesus, you make me new. I'm pressing on with my back to the past. And oh, let the young see visions of the future. And I sing, oh, let the old dream dreams again in my world. God, do a new thing. I know you're moving in my world. A chain reaction, a holy passion. It's a new day, it's a new day. Found where I belong. It's a new day, it's a new day. The old life is gone. It's a new day, it's a new day. Found where I belong. It's a new day. In my world, I know you're moving. In my world, a chain reaction, a fully passion. Who holds my heart.
now forever I will sing hallelujah to my King, 'cause I'm in awe of who you are. There's one King who's on the throne, and he will reign forevermore. Jesus is his name, so I will lift my praise, 'cause you're worthy of it all. And I'm in awe of who you are. You're the God who holds my heart. Now forever I will sing hallelujah to my King, 'cause I'm in awe of who you are. Song to you forever, God of all days, your kingdom reign, and all the praise belong to you forever, Lord of my life, be glorified, and I will sing my song to you forever, God of all days, your kingdom reigns, all the praise belongs to you forever. Lord of my life, be glorified, and I will sing my song to you forever, God of all days, your kingdom reigns, and all the praise belong to you forever. Who holds my heart, and now forever I will sing hallelujah to my King, 'cause I'm in awe of who you are.
Hey, TCC and online community, big announcement. We will be opening service back up on Sunday, May 31st at 10:30 a.m. We're excited about coming back together. We will be following CDC guidelines and social distancing parameters will be in place. So don't forget to let your friends and family know and follow us on social media, MyCCSP, for updates. We'll see you soon. Good morning, TCC and our online community. So glad you're with us here today. We are excited. Today we are starting a new series called Essential, the Holy Spirit. And I pray today that the Spirit of God will draw you in, that He will speak to you specifically about who He is in a new way and about your situation and what He has for you in the future. because he does have good things for you. And so we're going to start in the book of John, chapter 14, starting in verse 16, and it says this. It says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." Up to that point, the Holy Spirit was with the disciples. He was not in them yet. That would come later on at the day of Pentecost when he finally did arrive in power and in might. But we are now looking at Jesus as he is speaking to them and letting them know, hey, listen, I am praying to send someone to you, the Holy Spirit, because he was soon going to be ascending into heaven and he had to go. And the Holy Spirit was waiting to come. I want to let you know today that Jesus had to go. It was sad, but he had to go. It was beneficial because he could only be in one place at one time. The Holy Spirit, when he came, could be omnipresent everywhere at the same time. And so the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. Sometimes we don't talk about him a lot, but he is a vital part of it. Is he another God? No, he is not another God. He is the part of the Trinity. And the Trinity being the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, each one of them have different roles, but equally being God. And so the Holy Spirit is essential for our life. In the season of who's essential and who is not essential, he is essential. And so if you look at your life right now and ask, what are the things that I need in my life right now to survive, besides food and water and fellowship? Well, the other thing that you need is the Holy Spirit. And so he's going to help you navigate through the tough times and the tough seasons that we're in, because he is a friend and that he wants good things for you. And so when you look at this word, he's saying, I'm going to pray and the Father's going to send you another advocate. And that word advocate, actually, the word in the Greek means parakletos. And when you look at it, it means call to one's aid. And the Holy Spirit is the actual first responder. He is the one, when Jesus ascended into the heaven, that came down and said, okay, I'm going to take care of it. Jesus, I got it from here, and I'm going to do what you called me to do and assure that your ministry is going to continue. And so that was his primary role, is to continue what Jesus started in a greater measure and to testify who Jesus was. And when you look at that relationship between the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, when Jesus came, he talked about who the Father was. He always pointed to the Father. But when the Holy Spirit came, the Holy Spirit said, hey, listen, I'm going to point to Jesus. And he testifies that Jesus is real. And so when you feel that unction inside your spirit and he speaks to you about something and he's bearing witness to something in your spirit, it's for a reason, because he's letting you know, hey, this is real. Think back over your life when you heard a preacher preach or someone speak to you and you said to yourself, you know, that just did not sit well with me. And it could have been that the Holy Spirit was saying, hey, listen, check yourself on this, because what they're saying is inaccurate or maybe not correct. Or you might have been in a situation where someone was speaking to you, a pastor or a friend, and it bore witness to you where you felt excited about it and you felt a confirmation inside that, hey, that was for me. And so if you're in one of those two arenas or boats, you know the Holy Spirit is faithful either way. He'll help check you when it's not right, and he'll help check you when it is right. And that's the beauty of having a relationship with the Holy Spirit. He is like a built-in GPS system. He will help navigate you through what is true truth and what is lie, and give you the discernment that you need to walk in wisdom in your life. He is truly a friend. And how many of you would realize that and know that he is a friend? Think about your experiences in life and how that friend of the Holy Spirit has helped you avoid some drastic situations in your life or possible tragedies that could have happened if you did not listen to him. He's the one that comes in and says, I want you to go right, not left. He's the one that comes in and says, hey, hold your tongue. He wants to speak to us based upon his relationship that he has with Jesus, and not ideas that are false, but ideas that are true. And so he's going to speak to you only based upon truth. And he says here that he's the Spirit of Truth. And I want to talk to you about this idea of truth and Spirit of Truth and what this means. And it means this: truth of idea, reality, or sincerity. Let's stop right there. And when you think about the Holy Spirit is accurate in what he speaks. He is able to help you understand and delineate what is a false ideology and what is actually truth. Because some people can chase fantasies and think, well, that's the reality of life. But the Holy Spirit comes in and reels that in and says, no, this is what the real idea is. Number one, Jesus is who he says he is. And number two, here's the truth. He's able to divide truth from lie. And then it says reality. He can help you deal with reality, okay? And the reality is this, that he is real.
He is real. Just like Jesus was real, the Holy Spirit is real. Well, how do I know the Holy Spirit is real? What is your spirit telling you right now if you're a Christian? He bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. That's what the Bible talks about in the book of Romans. And so you want that witness in your life. It also says sincerity. When the Holy Spirit speaks, he doesn't speak based upon what he thinks is right. He speaks based upon what he knows is right, and he does it with sincerity. He's not trying to blow smoke like we talked about last week. He's actually trying to give you sincere wisdom in your life. And maybe you've got people who don't tell you the truth all the time. You have people who maybe dance around issues. The Holy Spirit will not do that. It also talks about truth in the moral sphere. He can help you understand how to live a moral life and what it means to live a moral life and live it right. And then it says divine truth revealed to man. And the last thing that I like here, it says straightforwardness. Straightforwardness. And how many of you could use a bit of straightforwardness in your life today? And the Holy Spirit is that navigator who will speak to you and be straightforward. He doesn't dance around the issues. If you're looking for a relationship with him that's going to make you feel good all the time, it doesn't necessarily make you feel good all the time, but what it does is it will push you on to life and godliness and help you become more mature as a person as you begin to tear down all these false, maybe idols and ideologies that you have in your life as he begins to show you what real life is about and truth so that you can walk in truth. Not emotion, but walk in truth. And the Bible talks about when you know the truth, that truth will set you free. And I want you to think about times in your life where you have been walking in maybe some lies or a pattern or behavior that was detrimental to you, but the Holy Spirit came in, grabbed a hold of you and said, hey, listen, this is what the reality of what's happening right now, that you are actually bringing harm to yourself. I want to help you break out of that harmful pattern and help turn you toward a healthy process in your life so that you can actually begin to grow and mature and experience life like it should be. The Holy Spirit is so good that he will frame up pictures in your mind and situations in your life long enough so that you can see it for what it is, know what it is, learn from it, and move on. You might be saying, what does that mean? It means this. If you've ever been in a situation where you feel like you seem like you're getting the same picture again and again, or you're looking at a situation again and again, and you're trying to get truth out of it, you're trying to get victory over it, you're trying to figure out, God, what are you trying to speak to me in this situation? I keep seeing this picture, or I keep seeing the situation. What am I trying to see in this? The Holy Spirit will frame that up long enough and keep bringing it back to you so you can learn what you need to learn and see it for what it is. Because the problem is our seeing. We don't see it correctly all the time. You can have the same picture in a room and different people can be looking at the same picture but have a different perspective about what that picture is. And the Holy Spirit illuminates truth to you based upon your situation and what is specifically needed for you to grow and to move on. That's who he is. He is so specific that he wants you to see it for the way you're supposed to see it and move on. Because it could be the very thing that's tripping you up. Not the fact that you're not in a situation or you're not in the will of God the way you're supposed to be, but you're not seeing it right. And when you don't see it right, you can't frame it right. And when you can't frame it right, somehow, and sometimes it's hard for you to move on. Because you're not learning the lesson. And the Holy Spirit is faithful in that. He'll hold things up just so you can see it. The Bible also talks about keeping in step with the Spirit. And I think the reason why sometimes the Holy Spirit keeps bringing stuff back into your life because he says, listen, you need to keep in step with me. We need to be moving a little bit quicker. And I'm just trying to help you understand this situation in your life so you can see better. And so the Holy Spirit, we need to be in step with him. And so where he's walking, we need to walk. And so wherever you are in your life, I don't care if you're spending some time at the beach or if you're spending some time at home and all of a sudden you feel like God's speaking to you about something, take some time to enter in, lean in, and allow him to show you and really wrestle through what you're looking at. Wrestle through it. Because it could be the very thing that jumps you up into the next level in your life that you need. And it's that very match, that wrestling match you're having with him that's going to help break you free from some of these false addictive patterns that we have in our life. I'm not talking about addictive patterns like drugs or alcohol, but addictive, unhealthy processes that we have to break you free from that so you can actually move forward into health. because that's his desire for you. And so straightforwardness, that's what you're going to get out of the Holy Spirit. He is a helper. He is a comforter. He wants to uplift you and encourage you, but he will come through and cut through the stuff that does not matter and get to the truth of it and get to the heart of it. And he will do it with sincerity and love because he wants the best for you in your life. That's who he is. And how many of you would agree, show of hands, I want God's best. And if you're lifting your hand right now, you can bet that the Holy Spirit is going to say, great, because we're going to come in and we're going to help renovate your thought process. We're going to help renovate what you're seeing so you can see like I see. And then when you see like I see, man, the sky's the limit because your trajectory and your perspective will change in your life. That's who the Holy Spirit is. And I'm excited about talking about him today because he's vital today. He's vital. God goes to work in our life. He goes to work as an artist. The Bible talks about we are his handiwork. And he's got stuff that he's prepared for us to do beforehand. And so we are being sculpted into who Jesus wants us to be. And as a result of that, that means that there's going to be some work that's going to go on that's uncomfortable. There's going to be some shifting and cutting away and adding to so that we can become the canvas and the picture that God wants us to become. And unless the Holy Spirit comes in and helps direct that process, we can get lost in the mess. Because if we're honest, we know it can be a mess at times. One of my favorite things when I was younger is to finger paint. And the finger paint was great because you can dump the paint on and take your fingers and go all over the board and make whatever you wanted to make. And your mom called it beautiful, or you said it was beautiful, and we called it art. But that doesn't necessarily fly as we get older and as we grow and mature, because sometimes it seems like we have so much paint on the board and there's so much of a mess that we can't make sense about what we're seeing. And it's not until the Holy Spirit comes in and helps illuminate what we're actually seeing, because he can take the mess, he can make a message out of it, he can take something that's broken and he can fix it, he can take something that seems out of sorts and make it make sense. He can come in and cause confusion to turn into peace. He can come in and help you begin to understand more about the love of God like you have not known before. He can help navigate and take crooked places and make them straight. He knows how to do these things. He's been around a lot longer than we have. And so he's been in this process a lot longer than we have as far as helping people grow and mature, because he understands that what the ultimate goal is. And the ultimate goal is to recognize who Jesus is, to glorify Christ, and like we said before, to become more like him. But our canvas of our life is so big sometimes, and there's so much on it, that seasons come and they go. And without his grace to be able to help us navigate through that, I believe that most of us would be lost. And think about it right now. If you didn't have his help holding your hand through things, you probably would have lost your mind. He was the one helping keeping your mind settled. He was the one keeping your mind in place where it needed to be. As you looked at a circumstance and you asked yourself, how am I going to get past this? And he was the one that said, peace, you'll get past it with my help. Well, what happens in my life when I run into trouble? Well, I want to just bring you back to the scripture in the New Testament where the Bible says that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested. Oh my gosh, what does that mean? Is the Spirit of God going to lead me into a place where I feel like I'm going to be tested? I'm going to tell you this today, that the Spirit of God will allow you to walk in circumstances to test your faith. Yes. That was a testing period for Jesus before he was actually released into ministry. It was necessary for him. And some of you might be in this phase of your life right now where you feel like, I feel like I'm being tested. I feel like things are coming at me from all ends. I feel like emotionally I'm being challenged. Spiritually, I'm being stretched to think bigger. Relationally, I'm being challenged to engage. And I feel like there are different balls of my life are in the air, and I feel like I'm out of control and I'm being tested. And I would say be encouraged by that, because I believe that God wants to bring breakthrough into your life and bring you into a new season. But before there's promotion, there's always testing. And just like Jesus went through the wilderness and he was tested, you will actually go through a time of period in the wilderness and be tested before God releases you into what he has for you. That's part of the process. And the Spirit of God knew what he was doing when he led him into the wilderness to be tested, and he knows what he's doing in you as you're in a season of testing in your life and what needs to be proven. And really what needs to be proven is your faith has got to be proven. It's got to be proven. Jesus was already approved of. If you remember at his baptism, When he was being baptized by John, a voice came in from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Before Jesus did anything in ministry, God the Father looked down and said, "I am pleased with my Son." And as he began to race out of those waters and eventually walk and was led into the wilderness to be tested, he already had that affirmation as he was being tested that God was already pleased with him and that this was just part of the process that was needed for him to be proven so that he can begin to walk in power and begin to do the things that God had called him to do. And it may be the same in your life. I want to tell you today that God already affirms of you and that he's pleased with you. And so don't think that testing means that God is not pleased with you. We have to understand and come to the realization that God loves us unconditionally. That while we're yet sinners, he already died for us. We know that he already has a plan. He loves us unconditionally. But that doesn't mean that it's going to be absent from trouble. It doesn't mean that it's going to be absent from testing. That is just part of the road that we have to take. And so I want to tell you today that Jesus loves you and that he has a great plan for your life. But you will walk through hardship. You will walk through a wilderness period, but it is necessary for your growth. But know that through it, God affirms of you. He's not mad at you. And my prayer is that the Holy Spirit would give you the wisdom and discernment to be able to see that God loves you through any process that you're going through in your life, any process. A matter of fact, that it's his love that allows us to wrestle with who we are in him so that our faith can actually grow. Because God knows that there's benefit on the other side of it. There's always benefit. And that wilderness is just part of the process. Today, I believe that God just wants you to know that he loves you and that you are close to him, that you're not far. The Holy Spirit was given so that you can understand that you're not going to be abandoned. I haven't left you. I've given you someone who's going to walk with you through the difficulties of life. And that this person, because it is a person of the Holy Spirit, is going to help speak to you specifically about what I have for you in your life. And you could say this, he helps move your eyes where they need to go. Sometimes our eyes are too low and we're looking too low. He's the one that helps us lift our eyes up toward heaven and get a spiritual perspective about what we're actually going through and that who's actually in control. And that you can actually have joy in the midst of whatever you're going through because of the Holy Spirit who lives inside of you. He gives you that supernatural joy where that joy can just bubble up and give you the strength that you need to walk confidently, even in situations that are unknown, even in situations that you don't know the outcome. It doesn't matter because the Holy Spirit is with you. Just like he was with Daniel in the lion's den, just like he was with Elijah, just like he was with all those Old Testament prophets, even moving into the New Testament, being with the disciples, he is with you and will help you in times of trouble. That is who he is. He's faithful. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to leave you. Some of you might say, I wish he would because he keeps bothering me, but it's okay. He is close to you and he wants a relationship with you that's intimate. But we have to start off today with this idea and this concept of understanding that he is a helper. He's a helper. You need his help. If you try to do this relationship with Jesus by yourself, it's impossible. It's impossible. I'm going to pray that God continues to open your eyes so that you can see more of what he has. Thank you, God, for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your love. Thank you, God, for really sending your spirit so that we can continue to do the ministry that you've called us to do. We can continue to have a helper in our life, that helper who walks by us side by side, who gives us the wisdom that we need to navigate tough situations, who gives us the comfort that we need when we're discouraged, who's able to uplift us in our spirit when we're discouraged. Thank you, God, for the healing touch that he brings us. And I just pray that you would help people even to engage more and to tap into him, to know that that spirit that you place inside of us, the spirit of God, is with us every single day, that they don't have to doubt whether or not he's there or he's not there. Thank you, God, that it's the spirit of God that bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And today, even as I'm speaking, I pray people would just steal that witness, bear witness to the fact that, hey, you're my kid. I have a plan for you. And that would cause people to trust you in the process. And I pray, continue to pray for those first responders, those that are out helping with this pandemic, that you would give them the peace they need. Thank you for the strength, the fearlessness to go out and to serve others in the midst of this, and that you would protect them and their families, and that you would get glory out of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Like the dark lingers longer than the night, and when the shadows feel like giants, are you chasing me down? Tell me, where could I run? And from your light, where could I hide? Within your precious thoughts, there's no hiding from your love. In highs and lows, Lord, you're with me the way it goes. Should I rise or should I fall? Your mercy is an even flow. You're too good to let me go. Should I dance on the heights or make my bed among the depths? Your mercy waits out every end. You planned it from the start. Should the dawn come with wings or find me far side of the sea? There, your hand still fastens me ever closer to your heart. Oh, Lord, you're with me the way it goes. Should I rise or should I fall? Even so, Lord, your mercy is an even flow. Should I rise or should I fall? You are faithful through it all. You're too good to let me go. We'll be right back.
surround me, either way it goes. Should I rise or should I fall? Lord, you're with me through it all. Oh, 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 oh. Highs and lows, in the rhythms of your grace I know. Should I rise or should I fall? You are faithful through it all. And you're too good to let me go.